Thank you, Kim. Hi, everybody. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Kristen McQueary, who writes for the Chicago Tribune. There's much to write about today, isn't there?
There is much to write about. I mean, not just obviously the races, the race for the presidency, but you know, the Republicans maintained both the Senate and the House at the state, at the federal level, and then we had a bunch of down ballot races here in Illinois as well.
What does that mean, that now everything is Republican?
It means they better get something done. You know, even if you don't like the result of last night, there is absolutely no excuse for them now, the Republican Party, to not be able to do whatever it is they keep saying they want to do, like fix Obamacare. I think we're down to a point where they're not necessarily full repeal, but they want, you know, the fixes, because it has been in some ways and for some families a failure. So starting with that, fix the tax code. You don't like that Donald Trump got to take all those exemptions and not pay federal taxes? Fix it. Stop making it easy for wealthy people and oil companies and all the loopholes that everybody talks about with the tax code. Fix entitlement reform. You know, Medicare and Social Security are going to run out of money at some point. These are all things that Republicans run on and then get to Washington and don't do anything about it. So now they
now's
have no
their
excuse.
Chance.
Yep. There's no excuse.
Will Roe versus Wade be overturned?
I don't think so. No. One of the first things they will deal with is Merrick Garland, who was Obama's nominee for Supreme Court. And I don't know if they will block that nominee and then try to find someone more conservative. But that will be one of the first orders of business. I'm not thrilled about the idea of Mitch McConnell being, heading up the Senate again, majority leader. I think he's just very establishment, old style GOP, you know, not policy driven. He's power driven. So, we'll see what they try to do. But like I said, no excuses.
Same sex marriage. Where do we stand with that? Will that change or will that remain the same, do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think that will change. I really think the idea of Republicans kind of flipping a switch and turning over all of this is pretty overblown.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen lots of stuff on Twitter of people that we're going to start seeing, you know, forced abortions and they're going to undo gay marriage. No, they're not. Most Republicans don't run on those social issues anyway. They run on fiscal issues. So I'm not afraid of that type. Immigration reform, I think we are going to see something with that. I don't know what we're going to do about this wall. President Obama used his executive authority a lot to get around Congress because they kept blocking him. So now will Donald Trump use his executive authority to do some of the things that Obama was doing or undo it? You know, we'll have to see if they have kind of a vicious first 100 days and try to undo or if they just try to move the country forward.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do. We're still getting a lot of texts after President Barack Obama spoke. Oh, it's just propaganda. He runs all that stuff past a focus group. You know, all of them do. They really do. And we stop hating. If you voted for Donald Trump, your candidate won. I did not vote for him. I was shocked as hell that he won. But he is now going to be my president. And we're all in this together. And the only word I can think of that I keep bringing up, Bill, and I'm sorry, is hope. I'm hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in this together. Can't we get along again? Can't we?
Time to bury the hatchet.
Yes, we have to.
We have to. The country is not in a good place either domestically, with foreign policy. We've been kind of ignoring, the Syrian refugee crisis and the Iranian nuclear deal and Iran not even, you know, keeping up its terms of the deal. There is a lot that the next president is going to have to deal with. And I agree with you. I'm kind of just exhausted. And I would like us to just, you know, try to move forward and find some common ground. I don't know if it's possible.
In the future, when the polls tell us something, can we say to the pollsters, what do you know? Every pollster got this as wrong can be. Nobody got this right. Nobody came close to getting this right.
John Cass got it right.
John Cass got it right.
And I feel it's because there were people that were voting for Trump who didn't want to admit they were voting for Trump. And basically, they lied in the polls.
I think they either lied in the polls or I definitely agree with you that was the pivot last night that you saw with it wasn't just turnout. It wasn't policy. It was that people had been shamed into not admitting that they were going to vote for Donald Trump. And then they did. And I think that's why it surprised everyone. And yes, you can say that to pollsters. You can say that to the media. Every political pundit, including myself from the beginning, got this all wrong. Given the cast of Republican people who are running, you know, from Bobby Jindal to Scott Walker, Rand Paul, Carly Fiorina, Rubio, Cruz, all of those people lost out to this guy. And I just would never have guessed that when we started this 18 months ago.
Do you think Donald Trump is surprised he won?
I think he is surprised.
I do believe he is, too.
I think he's surprised. I mean, I think he knew early on, and his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, I had a chance to hear him speak at the Republican National Convention, talked about the spark at the beginning of the campaign and how he was so surprised. They were going to some VFW hall for Trump to speak in some little town, and they got off the plane, and Corey Lewandowski had, you know, 17 phone messages, and he said, oh, this can't be good. Well, it was the local sheriff telling them that they weren't going to have to helicopter them into the event because there was such a line of cars of people waiting to just get a glimpse of Donald Trump. And when they finally got to the VFW hall, there were guys hanging off the roof, mm-hmm. you know, poking. So that sort of appeal, I think he did. He obviously understood this very rebellious undercurrent throughout the entire country of people who were sick and tired of establishment Washington, D.C. So you have to give him some credit, I guess, for knowing that. And so in some regard, maybe he wasn't surprised.
Stories came out 6 or 8 weeks ago about them approaching Kasich and saying to him, we want you to be the running mate. You'll essentially be running the country. Donald will be called the president, but it'll be you pretty much running the country. And he didn't want any part of that. Is that a possibility with Mike Pence? Will Mike Pence really be running the country, but Donald Trump sitting on the throne saying I'm the president? Is that how it'll play out?
I mean, do we hope so?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I do like Mike Pence. I think he has at least some executive experience with the state of Indiana, which has, you know, a balanced budget and their pension is paid. And I mean, you have much bigger problems at the federal level. But I think we can all just hope at this point that Donald Trump surrounds himself with really smart people. I've heard Scott Walker's name come up. That would be great. And not, you know, the Rudy Giuliani's who just run to the nearest microphone.
Yeah.
I mean, if he gets a cabinet position, I'm going to get worried.
Yeah.
I'm not
happened to him. Everybody loved that guy after 9/11.
Yeah. Right.
I just feel like he really capitalized off of death and destruction too much after that. And yes, he handled his city well. He was seen as kind of a savior at that moment. But since then, and the relentless defenses of everything Trump did on the campaign trail, really, he just left a sour taste in my mouth. So
yeah.
I would not like to see the Rudy Giuliani's be the people who are whispering in Trump's ear.
No matter whose coverage you watched or listened to last night, and it ran the gamut from the more right wing to the more left wing, there was shock. Everybody, there was nobody going, yeah, kind of other than John Cass. Everybody was shocked by this. When does that shock wear off? When do we realize, okay, that happened? We have to figure this out now. Has that happened yet? Will that happen soon?
I mean, it hasn't with me. Has it with you?
No.
Yes. What can I do?
Yeah, I do feel like it was shocking in that we had all these key battleground states up in the air.
Yeah.
And as you're watching the returns come in, you're just thinking, well, there's no way he's going to win Ohio and Florida and Michigan and North Carolina. And then he did.
Yeah.
And so it was just, I just stumbled home last night, you know, about midnight after being in the Tribune writing. So I feel that I'm still in shock.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take some time.
Yeah. Right.
Are we ever going to come together? Because we have to.
Like the Beatles told us to.
We have to, though, you guys.
It's going to take, you know, Donald Trump using his, the largest bully pulpit, the biggest megaphone in the entire world. He has it now. And if he starts off on a conciliatory, gracious, humble note and tries to bring people together, it could happen. But that was the ugliest campaign that I've seen in my lifetime. And if he does, if he's back on Twitter, if he starts these little wars with Hillary Clinton supporters, then no, we will have 4 years of just, you know, gridlock and resistance. And, you know, I mean, there are people on all over my social media, Facebook, et cetera, crying over these results. So there's a lot of work to be done.
Yep, no question.
We know you have to go, but I would like to play a bit of Donald Trump's acceptance speech. And I'm hearing a little graciousness and civility now. And I don't know, when you're trying to win something, maybe you pull out cheap shots. Maybe since he won, we have a different man. I don't know. Again, where's this hope coming from? I don't know. I got nothing else. I got nothing, Bill.
Here's a text I think you'll enjoy. Don't forget, everybody, to turn your clocks back 50 years tonight. So. How about that?
Oh.
How about that? Kristen, I know it's been an interesting and italics day and a half for you. I hope you get some sleep.
Thank you.
And then when you wake up, everything will be fine.
It'll be just it was a dream.
Sure,
it was all a dream.
And you were in it, and you were in it, and you were in it.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Kristen.
Thank
it's
you.
Kristen McQuarrie. Read her in the Chicago Tribune. We'll be back to discuss this further. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.